defenses maybe back off respecting Jake's ability to throw the ball yet?
I think in situations, teams will be aware of it, that, hey, we do, you know, it's only been 3 weeks, and I think first and foremost is still always going to be make sure we don't control the game by running the ball well. I think that's always going to be the emphasis. I'm sure it is for the Jets. That's pretty much how they play everybody. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. So I think it's going to be that's going to be the emphasis of that. They want to dictate. That's pretty much how they do things. They want to be able to control and do it their way. They're not a team that if you put three wide receivers, they match what you would do. They do what they want to do. That's their personality. That's how they do things. That's how they've been successful. And that's going to be the challenge for us is to take what's there and not force things, but you know, try to dictate ourselves. You know, if they're going to do this, we're going to do that. And when the chances are there, we have to make plays.
Are there some teams more likely, for lack of a better word, than others to be able to hit that home run like CJ did? When you see film, do you see that on film, that some teams that's available and some teams it's just not available?
Yeah, usually those kind of runs aren't available by anybody. That's why he leads he's the all-time leader in the history of the league for those type of runs, because they don't come up too often. But again, the advantage of that you have is when you do stuff the box, if we do make it to block well, we do break the area, it's a big run. And that's why he's had big runs, is because teams have had it in the box and all of a sudden they don't fit it right. Instead of a 5-yard run, it's a home run. And you know, we had one against Chicago last year the same way. They had 8 guys up and thought they'd stop the run, then you get the fit right. And if you do break through, there's no one to make the tackle. There's no one left. So that's the advantage of dealing with it. But it's aggravating because usually it's a 4-yard run, a 3-yard run, a 2-yard run, because they have the advantage. So. No, I think it's sticking to the run game. You just never know when those things are going to happen.
Michael Griffin's a guy that kind of, over the last couple of years, I guess, had taken his share of criticism for missed tackles, things like that. He's been kind of quiet so far this year. Is that a good sign that he's doing what's expected of him?
I think what's helped him a lot is that he's not being asked to do anything but his job. I mean, I think the last couple of years, with having some younger players back there at safety with him, that he needed to do more. I think it hurt him a little bit when he was trying to focus on what he needed to do. And that's what happens at all positions. I think when guys have to worry about someone else maybe a little bit too much, and then you have a matter of seconds to kind of lock into your assignment, I think it affects how guys play. And I think it's hard for it not to. And I think this year he has guys that are great communicators back there. I think it's taken less off his play, where he's got to get all caught up in that with the adjustments that go on or the calls from the sidelines and having the different guys. So I think it's helped him. It helped him play well. It's early in the season, but I think it's helped him relax and just do his job.
Sherry Gray was kind of joking earlier about sort of the slow starts for the defense, as he was saying. Might have to go around and slap some guys in the locker room before they go out on the field. Any thoughts for you on trying to get a quicker start for the defense?
I wish it was that easy, but you just don't know. I mean, that's just like the warm-ups. You know, you think you have a great warm-up, and you think the guys are ready to play, and they go out there, and they're flat, or you have a great week of practice. So it's hard to tell. I mean, give credit to the teams we played, that they've come out and find a way to make some plays, and then give credit for our defense for adjusting to what the teams are doing. So there's pluses and everything, but yeah, you want to start off without giving up points, no doubt. But the bottom line is that somewhere in that game, we are taking control of the game on the defensive side of the ball and limiting the offense. So we are doing a lot of good things. It's just a matter of the timing hasn't been exactly maybe how you'd like it.
Is that one of the defense made strides in a lot of areas. Is that kind of one of the few things that really hasn't changed that much from last year, the early?
I don't know. Again, it's hard to tell. I mean, the thing is, the points are down. We're keeping ourselves in games. That I'd rather have that than worry about when they're scoring their points. You're always, if they score then, if they're going to score it to 17 or 24, they're going to score them somewhere. So I guess I'd like better that we're taking it as the game goes on, we're getting better rather than the opposite. I'd rather, if I had to choose one, I'd rather keep what we're doing somehow. Their points are down. We're in a position to win all three games and not have it go the other way, where we start off good and fade, you know, and we wear out. It seems like there's more positives the way it's happening than there is the other. So I think we're always going to try to have a shutout and score no points, but that's not going to happen very often. And but we'll keep looking at it.
How significant is it, the difference between going at 3-1 that first quarter and 2-2 that third quarter?
Well, it's big, again, because it's an AFC game also. That always means a lot, too, because of all the tiebreakers that come up later on. You're not worried about that right now, but again, an AFC game, it's the second home game. We have 3 in a row at home. I mean, you just want to take care of business. You want to play. This is going to be a great matchup with a good football team, but you want to win them all. I mean, you're concentrating this one. This one's the biggest one of the year because it's the one we're playing Sunday, and we need to find out how to win two. We need to learn how to have success 2 weeks in a row. So there's a lot of things that we can accomplish this weekend. We just got to play good against a good football team.
Akeem obviously slowed early on with the ankle injury. I mean, you feel like
like he's finally hitting his stride, and you think he'll be more of an impact player for you here in the weeks to come?
We hope he is. That's the plan. I think he did get slowed by having the injury and missing the training camp work and the preseason games. But he's rushed well. He was a great rush the other day when he beat the left tackle quick for a sack. That was a three-man rush. So he beat the tackle before the guard could help him. That's how fast it happened. That shouldn't happen normally. So that just tells you what a good rush it was. And then he bats the ball on a huge play when we were trying to get the ball back in the fourth quarter. So that was another big play he had. So, yeah, he's a guy we're counting on big things from. I think you're going to see him step up and make plays as the season goes on. And he's just been getting better and better. You know, he goes against Mike Roos every day. I think that's a big advantage for him when we have a lot of compete periods where they go against each other. And I think that type of competition is great for him and for Mike.
3 o'clock start change anything dramatically how you approach Saturday or Sunday?
No, yeah. If it's a night game, we do change our philosophy and our practice times and things. But for 3 o'clock, it's kind of hard to make because we're out here right now anyway. About 3 o'clock when we're finishing up, about the time we start. So, just other than the fact to get to sleep, get a little sleep on Sunday morning, I guess is probably the main difference. But our schedule will be the same this week.
Mike any better today?
He came out and practiced. He was out on his stuff. He did individual, did some things. He was still limited. He's still sore, but just we got to see how he pushes through for tomorrow, how much he can do tomorrow.
Mike, it's clearly not your style, but I'm just curious to know your thoughts on Rex Ryan, the way he is and bravado. Is that good for the league? Is that good for New York? Is that good for
I think it's good for him. I think that's how he does things. I think the best thing, like I always say, you have to be yourself and do it your way. I think that's exactly what Rex does. And that's how, to me, to be a successful coach like he's been as a coordinator, as a head coach, there's been the championship game twice with his team. Is to do it the way he does it. His personality, the way he leads. I mean, that's if he did it some other way, the players wouldn't respond to him the way they do now. So I was around his dad as a coach. I saw he did it his way. He was successful doing it his way, which is a lot different than Rex. So I think that's the key to it. I think he does it well. And, when you're in New York, you're going to get a lot of attention no matter what style you use. And, Coach Coughlin's a lot different than he is. And, you're going to see both extremes played out in the media. So no, I think he does a great job. He's been a good football coach for a long time. And like I said, you can see his handprints all over the defense. They're playing really well, and I'm sure that's a big part because it's his involvement. We hope so. It's hard. These guys, amazing how the last 48 hours, how guys get better. He didn't practice. We wish he could have done more today. He didn't. He was out here with his pads on. But tomorrow's going to be another day for important. He can come back and do more reps than he did last week, or yesterday.
The Jets secondary will probably be the toughest one you've played at this point. Is it that important to get back out there as soon as possible?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I think, again, we got a good group, and we hope that he's healthy and out there. And if not, then obviously the other guys will step up and play. But you would like to have all your best players up ready to go. Good. We good? Thank you.